the organizers organize that I come after the apostle, but I know that God has something for you tonight. I want to ask someone tonight. You see, we go to church, but the question that I have for someone is, what are you expecting when you go to church? Because the problem is, we are going to church for social club. We are going to church for registration that I was there. I'm a faithful Christian who goes to church. But what are you expecting? Because when you don't expect anything, you get nothing. What do you want from God, child of God? What do you want from child of God? So the bus lighted up. And after 20 minutes, the fire brigade came. And the police came, and there was traffic going the other way from Cape Town. There was traffic coming from Joburg. We were just 2 hours away from Cape Town. So when we were there, I met someone from the other bus that I know, and they were going back to Cape Town. And they asked me, do you want to go back to Cape Town? Then you can ask for a refund from Intercape. I was thinking, should I go back or should I go? Then I asked the bus drivers, I said, how long do you think the other bus from Cape Town is going to come, pick us up, and then we'll be on our way? Then he said, plus or minus 2 hours. So I said, okay. Then I said, maybe I can arrange with another transport going to Joburg, because I cannot miss this all-night prayer. And I don't even know why. I think, you know, when Prophet Daniel sent me the flyer, I heard the clear word that I have to be there. But I don't travel like this. When I travel, I book my things a year in advance. I know my travel for next year up until June already. I don't just do things like this just to come anywhere. But my spirit was telling me that I had to be here. So when the bus lighted and we got out of the bus, while other people were busy, I sent pictures and told him that my all-night prayer is starting now. So I walked away from them and I started to sing and worship. We don't worship God because things are going well. We worship God because He's God. He does not change. Good or bad is still God. And that's what we need. Because we will come to church, we'll get prophecies, and when we don't see things are happening, we turn our backs to God. And that's the devil. Killing, stealing, and destroying what God already has in mind for you. So when we were there, I was singing and praying. And I told my mother, I called my mother. And my mother said, I'm actually watching an all night on Facebook. And I was praying the whole time. And I said, okay, thank you. Then we spoke about it. Then I said, this is a clear sign that I am on the right path. Because if I was not on the right path, things would go smoothly. Many times when it see things just going well, don't think that it is God. Sometimes things will go bad, but it doesn't mean that God has turned his back against you. Sometimes things go wrong, doesn't mean that God has turned his back against you. The devil has no option but to let you go. So when the other bus came, we got into the bus, and people were panicking. I'm not going to sit upstairs. I'm not going to sit on this seat. And there was chaos. And the driver simply came and said, listen, everybody has their ticket number. So you sit on your ticket number. So I sat on my ticket, on my chair, number 7. And then we were on our way. And when we were on our way, I was just praying and singing and asking God, God, what really do you have in mind for your people? Now I want to remind you that you may get excited that I'm coming from Cape Town, but it's not about where I'm coming from, but it's about who has sent me. That is more important than where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Many times we listen, we say, hey, this man of God is from this place, we run to him. But it's not about who the man of God is, it's about the God in the man. Many times we have gotten to a point as Christians where we are worshipping our prophets and our pastors, forgetting God himself. I pray that God helps us. That God revives soul. Abundance. Jesus says, I came that they may have life. And not just life, Jay. Have it abundantly. Because when you go out of the streets, you see people who are alive. Yes, they are alive. They have life. But they don't have a dimension of life that God wants to give you. Now, we stopped somewhere, and because the Intercare people now felt guilty about delaying the call, they bought us breakfast and they bought us lunch. And we really ate in that bus. I think it was a way of comforting our souls, our spirits. But I want to tell you something, that even in bad situations, God still makes a way for you.
Yes.
Because even in the drought, the prophet Elijah had ravens coming to feed you. So I don't know who you are. Things may not be going well in your life right now, but it's not about that. Don't look at the situation, but look at God.
Yeah.
Amen. So I want to, my title tonight is very simple. And I'm going to read from a very familiar chapter, Acts chapter 3 from verse 1 to 10. My title tonight is Ugly but Yet a Beautiful Situation. Someone tell your neighbor, Ugly but Yet a Beautiful Situation. Ugly but Yet a Beautiful Situation. I was thinking about this title, you know I was thinking about this title. This was my first time coming with the Intercare Double Deck, and I was very excited because I was on top. I was very excited. But when I was reading the Bible now, praying and asking God for a message, I realized that I was in an ugly situation, but in a beautiful bus. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. Let me tell you something. We live in one of the richest countries in Africa. We live in the beautiful city, Johannesburg. But you may be in a beautiful city, but your life is ugly. You may be donned well, with Brazilian and makeup, yet your situation may be ugly. You may be going to work and earning a salary, yet your situation is ugly. So that is my title tonight. I know I'm talking to someone tonight. And I pray that you take this to heart, because I'm just the Uber delivery boy with just a message for someone tonight.
Amen.
And I pray that God may help me. Amen.
Amen.
We are going to read from Acts chapter 3. I'll read in your hearing. Now it says, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, and that's the title, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him, on John and Peter, Peter said, look at us. Verse 5. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his foot and ankle bones received strength. And he, lifting up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened. May we close our eyes for a short prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we are so grateful for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, we have gathered in your presence to hear your word, to hear you, Lord, to set us free, to give us life in its abundance. We pray, Lord God, that you may give me the action to function, that you may help me, that even as I stand before you, that you may be Christ, and that, Lord God, all glory and honor may be given at your name. May you help your people, and may this be an answer to the questions in the hearts of your children. We thank you, we give you all the glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Now I said my title is ugly, but in a beautiful situation. Now this man was sitting at a gate called Beautiful. And I already made an illustration that we live in a beautiful nation called Johannesburg, and yet sometimes our lives are ugly. But now, the Bible says now, Peter and John were walking into the temple in the hour of prayer. Child of God, if there's anything that we need to specialize in, it is prayer. Prayer is simply opening up your heart to God as you do to your friend. Now, prayer means that you can go to God with whatever issues, and God is ready to answer all your prayers. So Peter and John were walking into the temple, and they saw this man. Now, this man, the Bible says that he was lame from his mother's womb, which means he was born not walking. I don't know who you are, but I'm not worried about where you're coming from, because it does not matter your background, it does not matter your situation. We are not told of this man's age, we are not told of this man's name, we are not told much, we are simply told that he was lame, meaning saying he couldn't walk. Children of God, sometimes people don't know you by your name, but they know you by your situation. Am I lying? They see you and they say, ah, this one's the one who's not married. They see you and say, ah, this one's the one without a car. Ah, this one's the one with the poor children. This one is like this. They don't know your name, but they know your situation. He was, the Bible says that he was just a man, Jay. Like so many of us, we are just people, Jay. People, when they look at us, we are worthless and nothing in their eyes. But I want to remind you, you are a child of God tonight. Amen. I want to remind you that the devil may have stolen your title, your resources, or whatever, but God is a God of restoration. So this man could not walk. This man could not walk. And so many of us, we are not walking. Walking can mean so many things. Because walking is something that you are supposed to do naturally. For example, living a good life is something that you are supposed to do naturally. Simply because in this world there is good and bad. But because you are a child of God, you deserve to have good things. But the devil does not want you to enjoy a good life. This is why he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, so that you may begin to blame God for your situation. Turn your back against God, and then your life is over. But God wants to give you life, but not just life, Jay. I want you to remember that you can be alive, but not really living. I know of people who, they can spend the whole day smiling, but when they go to their homes, they are crying all night. I know of people who put on makeup hiding the scars of pain. I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight, but I pray that you open your heart tonight. This man was lame, he was born like that. Some of the issues that are affecting us, it was not by our choice. Maybe our parents made a mistake and they got entangled in certain things, but as a God breaks every chain and every curse. Am I speaking to someone tonight? Am I speaking to someone tonight? Jesus says, I have been anointed to preach the gospel, the good news to the poor, to break the chains of those who are in bondage. This is the reason why we are called as pastors, prophets, evangelists, ministers, apostles. We have been preached to preach the gospel of salvation, the power of God to set a man free. When God sets you free, you are free indeed. Those tears of pain and misery, God can turn those tears into tears of joy. Now this man who was not known, the Bible says that, listen, we put our trust in people. People who disappoint us time and time again, but we don't put trust in God. This is where our problem is. Every solution to your problem, God has had it already. But we better trust people than God himself. They carried, listen, these people who were his friends or family carried a lame person and left him at the gate called Beautiful. They got into the temple, then they come out, they carry him and take him home. There are some people who carry you and you think they love you. Because if they loved him, they would have gone into the temple and asked for Jesus to set this man free. Because the Bible says that he was born lame and they put him on that gate daily. Someone said daily. Meaning to say that this guy was 30 years. Since he was able to walk, they were putting him at that gate called Beautiful for 30 years. But he did not get his solution of his healing. I don't know who you are. The people you are looking up to, if you see people who they lift you up, they put you down. They will encourage you, and then the things are starting to fall apart. They say, I knew it, you could do it, you can't do anything. I knew it. Some people, they will help you so that when they see you rising up, they will say it was me. I want you to, I'm talking to someone tonight.
Yes.
Listen, when people disappoint you, God can turn a disappointment into an appointment. A miracle is only the natural meeting the supernatural, the humanity meeting divinity, and things happening at a faster rate. God is still able to do a miracle, amen?
Amen.
The night of abundance, the arena of deliverance. I pray that God deliver us from the chain of brokenness. I pray in the name of Jesus that you be set free tonight.
Amen.
The Bible says that he delivered Israel by his word. When Israelites were in Egypt, God sent a man by the name Moses with a word, let my people go. I'm here with the word of God that whatever is the word you bring, in the name of Jesus, you're going to be free tonight. Now, this man was in an ugly situation at a beautiful place. Am I talking to someone who has an ugly life but in a beautiful country? Am I talking to someone who is in a beautiful family but your life is misery? And they look at you and they say, they don't even count you. I remember one of the jokes that went a long time ago. That if you are a poor Makoti or a poor son-in-law, when they have gathered in the family, you are the one who's running to pick up wood, to pick up water, and when it's time to contribute, you can't even contribute anything because they're like, this one doesn't know anything. That is the title that this lame man was given, that is worthless and useless, that all others were enjoying going into the temple. He did not get into it. Sometimes it's like you have touched it, yet it gets out of your hand. Am I talking to someone? Sometimes it's like the bad thing has come, but then afterwards you're like, what happened? The Bible says that the devil is roaming like a lion seeking whom he may devour. The devil is able sometimes to see ahead of us, yet we as Christians, we lose ourselves. Stop praying, stop going to church, and then we lose what we are already about to get. Because this man was at the gate, but the temple was there. Now, the Bible says that Jesus, when he was alive on earth, he went so many times into that temple. My question is, did Jesus not see this lame man? My question is, I want you to think about it. Jesus went into that temple, even the day before he died, before he was taken. He went twice. But this man was sitting in the gate. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. You have gone to different churches. You've gone to different places. You've listened to different pastors, prophets, evangelists, apostles, and yet you've not received your miracle. Don't give up on God, amen? Don't give up on God, because your miracle might not come via Jesus, but there's a servant of God who's going to come. It's me. Maybe Pastor Basso. Maybe it's Prophet Daniel. Maybe it's my evangelist. Maybe it's anyone. Maybe someone sitting next to you.
You don't know what God is.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, he was asking alms. Asking alms. Every day he was begging for money. Because they put him daily. Now, the reason why they put him in the morning and they went into the temple and came back and carried him back home is that when they woke up in the morning, they knew that they had a source of income. So they would put that man at the gate and do whatever they wanted. And when it was time to carry him back home, he would pay. Sometimes we are used as sacrifices for other people's breakthrough. Sometimes we work so hard for certain people, making others rich when we ourselves are not going rich. Am I talking to someone tonight? I know I've been at a point in my life where I was frustrated because I felt life to be unfair, that I was working so hard and paying so little but making large amounts of money for my bosses. But I want to remind you something tonight. That he who is not faithful in little can never manage much. You have to first be grateful of the little that you are getting before God can bless you more. Because God gives according to your capacity and capability. This is the cup that he was using to beg for money. Now, the problem that we have now is that we have churches that fill our cup, yet they don't fix our conditions.
Amen.
Are you ready tonight?
Yeah.
You go and your cup is full. But what happens when your cup is now empty and you still cannot walk? Your cup is full, you have worked hard all month, and you are happy because it's banquet. You are eating KFC and takeaway, but that money will run out before the month runs out. So this cup, there are temporary solutions to permanent problems. The problem with humanity is sin. As long as we are in sin, we can never enjoy the riches of God.
First of all,
we have to repent of all our sins. Amen.
Amen.
This man was in an ugly situation at a beautiful gate. I don't know who you are, but I want to remind you that as he was there, when you saw Peter and John, you had expectation. The reason that some things don't come in your way is you don't expect them. Listen, if you come to me and you ask for 10 rand, and I have 10 rand in my pocket, but ask in a way that you are doubting me that I'll give you. Do you know that sometimes I won't give you?
Because
of your expectation. Children of God, we go to God asking things and yet we don't even believe we deserve them. This man was expecting something from Peter and John. What are you expecting from God when you serve God? What are you expecting in your life? Because expectation results in manifestation of that which you want. Expectation. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you cannot have something you're hoping for, then your faith is useless. This man was expecting. Whenever you go before God, expect an answer and a solution to your problem. When you go to the doctor, you're expecting healing from the doctor. But why do we go to God not believing that God will bring about healing? May the Lord help us. God sometimes does not give us what we want, but God need what you need. At some point in time, what you want, you cannot have it. So God will give you what you need. And when you marry to that which you have, then God will give you an extra of those what you want. No matter how a child wants a car, you will not give that child because he cannot drive.
Because if you
give that child that car, that child is going to kill himself or kill a lot of people. So you give him a bicycle because he needs a bicycle. And that is what God does in our lives. He doesn't give us what we want, but gives us what we need. And when we begin to appreciate that which he has given us, and we manage it well, then he expands our territory. He expands it. Do not despise the days of small beginnings. Many times we run to the big ministries, the big churches, but it's not in the size of the church. It's in the size of the God in that church. I think my time is coming to an end, and I want to quickly say something tonight. This man was lame from birth, but in 10 seconds his life was changed. I don't know who you are, there's a time for everything, but in every season, in time, God makes all things beautiful. It may have taken years, but in the name of Jesus, stand up and walk. They simply looked at that man and said, don't look at your legs. Don't look at your situation. Look on us. And when they looked on Peter. Peter said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. I'm here tonight. I want you to stand up tonight. Tonight is the last day that you will be lifted by anyone. You are going to do things for yourself because God will give you the capacity. This man is starting to walk and run. I want someone to know tonight that by faith, whatever was not working in your life is going to work. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, begin to speak life in your situation. Stand up and begin to pray tonight. Listen, you don't need anyone to lay hands on you. You yourself can call the name of Jesus. Because in the name of Jesus, every time in heaven on earth who confess is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Make your life in the name of Jesus. I pronounce the life in the name of Jesus. only God to do his part tonight. I'm only a messenger and I deliver the message. Everything else is now up to you and God. And I just want to pray tonight as I leave the pulpit. Amen. Let us pray tonight. As I pray, I want you to open your heart of faith tonight. Know that I have been sent. I could have died in that bus. But I did not die because God had a special appointment with you tonight. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you for life and life in abundance. Jehovah, I have done my part. I have sent the word that you gave me. Lord God, your children may be in an ugly situation at a beautiful place. But tonight I pray that you may break every chain. I pray that there may be a turnaround in their life. I pray in the name of Jesus that their life may never be the same. They may have gone to different all nights, but because tonight you spoke to us, Lord God, let their lives never be the same. I share my testimony of how you fought for me. May you fight for them, fight for their children, fight for their business, fight for their ministry. I pray to God for this ministry.
Remember to follow, like, and share for more inspirational, motivational, transformational videos, audios, messages, chats. Follow Sir Brian Koga on all social platforms. Have a wonderful day.